Abans de començar, bon dia a tothom. Gràcies per haver vingut. I abans de presentar-vos a Brian, vull donar les gràcies a la Càtedra d'Arts i Cultura Contemporània d'aquesta universitat per l'impulsament que hem rebut amb aquest projecte des dels seus inicis. I en segon lloc també vull donar les gràcies a la Denise Baker, presidenta de Gresol Art i del Festival Internacional de Performance FEM, no només per la seva ajuda diària, sinó per tot allò que això està comportant. No? Evidentment, en Brian, molt especialment, per haver acceptat la nostra invitació, ja que ens feia molta il·lusió poder inaugurar aquest cicle de registraments amb la seva conferència. Ara sí, us el passo a presentar molt breument. Brian Catlin és professor de l'Askin School of Drawing and Fine Art de la Universitat d'Oxford, però sobretot, jo diria, és un creador o artista polifacètic. En Brian és poeta, és escultor, artista de performance, professor, com ja us he dit, i durant els darrers 30 anys ha fet exposicions individuals arreu del món. Ha mostrat les seves performances també arreu d'Europa i, com veureu, les seves obres acostumen a envoltar-se d'una atmosfera enigmàtica que deixa entreveure la seva passió pel món de l'imaginari. L'imaginació, per l'imatge, per tota una iconografia, no?, poder-li és pròpia. És també cofundador del grup The World in the Winter. The World in the Winter és un grup internacional de performance col·lectiva, del qual la Denise també en forma part. I actualment, bueno, continuo treballant en el camp de les performances instal·latives, els vídeos, la narrativa de ficció. Ha publicat diversos llibres de poesia, de fet els seus poemes estan inclosos en diverses antologies angleses. I crec que és una descripció molt breu, però com que de fet per la seva conferència és presentar la seva obra, crec que li passo la paraula, que segurament ho farà molt millor que jo. De nou, gràcies. Thank you for accepting our invitation.
Thank you. Can we turn the light?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I'm going to show a series of images and hope that the images will explain most things. I'm going to start with a short section from a film. As you say, I write poetry, I make sculpture, and I make performance. If you put those things in a container and shake them and empty them, it should come out as a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. I'm not... Yeah.
Just quickly.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Eso, él, diu que, bueno, que él ens explicarà les seves obres amb imatges i aquestes imatges parlaran, però començarà amb un tros curt d'una pel·lícula. I ell diu que ell fa, com ell ja ha dit, poesia, escultura, performance, i si posés tot això en un container i els acudés, en realitat hauria de sortir un cineasta.
I'm not a filmmaker because I have no patience.
Però no tinc paciència i no sóc cineasta.
And when I was younger, filmmaking before video arrived took a lot of money, a lot of patience to make a single image.
I quan era més jove, doncs, per a fer qualsevol cosa necessitaves la tecnologia, no era tan a mà i tenies que tenir molta paciència per a fer qualsevol cosa.
Making sculpture, writing poetry, and then doing performance was instantaneous. I could contact it with my hands and manufacture it myself.
I fent poesia, escultura i la performance era immediata. Em podia fer tot, manejar tot.
So in this case, patience is a kind of blessing, the lack of patience, impatience is a blessing.
Impaciencia ha sigut una bendición.
Okay, so I'm going to show a little extract of this. Do you want to say? So the first quotation, the first words come from Teilhard de Chardin.
Las primeras palabras de la película, una traducción. Él es peregrí del futuro, tornando de un viaje fet enterament en el passat.
He will be a pilgrim of the future, returning from a journey made entirely in the past. The dark shore is resilient, implacable, refusing the erosion natural to the fluidity of thought. This saint becomes shipwrecked here, clutching the sharp shadows, climbing out of the sea, trying, in the hours of the day. But it is a mean hermitage that eventually turns the idea of drowning into an oasis of transmutation. Simply crawls back into the waves of his evolving journey.
Oh,
I wanted to put some images of other things because performance comes from different places. Some comes from literature, some comes from the theatre, some comes from dance, some comes from fine art, the visual arts. Mine kind of comes from all of those things except dance because I can't do it.
Volia parlar de la seva obra en termes, diu que performance vol venir de literatura, teatre, dansa o els ballarats. Ell diu que tot això és present en la seva obra menys ballar, que no sap ballar.
And some things that artists feed on come from things that they've never been able to digest. Images, ideas they've seen of children and never been able to make sense of. So in some way you have to become them.
Algunes artistes treballen amb coses que no han pogut digerir mai, coses que les han passat en la seva vida, potser d'infància, i bueno, d'una manera han de viure aquestes experiències en la seva art.
And it's often a physical, emotional way rather than an intellectual way.
I moltes vegades és físico i emocional, no intel·lectual.
This is an image of Charles Laughton in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which has haunted me for years.
Aquest és una imatge de Charles Laughton fent el paper del Jorobado de Notre Dame.
I like monsters.
M'agrada aquest tipus, bueno, diu que és una cosa que ha fascinat durant molts anys, aquest caràcter, i li agrada els monstres.
This is Joseph Cooper.
Aquest és Joseph Cooper.
It was a ventriloquist who worked up to 14 dummies at once on the stage.
És un ventríloc, és un ventríloc que feia servir a vegades 20 muñeques, 20 nins al mateix cop.
And incidentally, the first African-American star.
I el primer estrella afroamericana.
This is an early production of Jekyll and Hyde.
It is Jekyll and Hyde, una producció molt temprana.
I've forgotten the name of the man. And this is a rural event. This is a piece of folk mythology that comes from England and everywhere else in the world, I have to say, very similar things, which I'm also attracted.
Aquest és una cosa, un event folklòric d'Inglaterra, un evento rural que fan a Inglaterra però en molts altres llocs del món. Aquest personatge existeix.
Okay. So I'm going to show some sculptures that I started as an artist, a young artist, to make things with steel and shape and form.
Com un artista jove feia escultures, començava a fer escultures amb ferro, formes de ferro.
But inside there was always a question. The question kind of suggested somebody was inside it, could inhabit it, and it had a relationship to an audience, which was a questioning one.
Però sempre hi havia la sensació enrere que eren espais per estar habitades per una persona, que la presència humana.
Continually.
Llibres apareixen contínuament en l'obra.
This one is made of steel.
Aquest està fet de ferro.
And at the same time as I'm making objects, I'm writing poetry.
I al mateix temps que feia objectes, també escrivia poesia.
And in those days, it was very uncool for an artist to be able to write as well.
I en aquest temps no era de moda, no era cool de produir poesia a Inglaterra i ser artista. Era com una barreja de moda.
It was considered to be suspicious.
Era sospechós.
I'm just putting these in to say that there's a beyond me. One of the forms of performance is kind of an event, an happening, which is the opposite to all the theatrical elements in performance. It's simply an incident, a poetic incident or a physical incident in space and time.
A performance pot ser també simplement un event, un happening, el contrari d'una obra de teatre, una cosa que simplement s'ha fet en un espai, en un moment de temps.
I was invited to go to Norway to make work in to use snow and ice to make structures, and found the landscape so overwhelming I couldn't do this, so I had to find another way of touching it.
Que li van convidar a Noruega a treballar amb la gel i la neu, i va arribar i va trobar el paisatge tan sobreimposant, no? tan fort, que tenia que trobar una altra manera de treballar.
And so these are four poems written to the compass points.
Són quatre poesies escrits als quatre cardinals.
Frozen onto wooden arrows.
I estan gelats sobre la fletxa.
And then shot, oh, no, sorry.
I després tirat.
Shot on a frozen lake, from the center of a frozen lake.
I després el tira des del centre d'un llac gelat, un llac congelat.
Like this. So when the springtime comes, the lake melts, the arrows unwind, and they go on different journeys in the streams.
Quan la primavera arriba, el llac es descongela, les poesies es desfan perquè era paper congelat també, i porta ser dissolt dins del paisatge.
So it mixes the intimacy of poetry with the mechanics of ritual. I'm sorry, am I getting to it? Is that terrible?
No, it's okay, I'm keeping it.
Is that?
Pareja,
intimacy of poetry.
Sí, pareja la intimitat de la poesia amb les mecànics del ritual. La mecànica del ritual.
Okay, I'm now just going to show you a selection of quick images of performances, just to go.
Aquests són imatges que no parlaran. Ens mostrarà diverses diferents performances.
For different reasons in different places.
Diferents llocs, diferents motivacions.
And some installations that were made for 10 years. I made work that was only existed in the buildings they were shown. They were very carefully made, and then they were destroyed at the end of the exhibition.
Durant 10 anys vaig fer també instal·lacions, obres que es mostrava dins d'un espai durant el temps només de l'exposició i després es destrueix.
I'm not going to describe each one, I'm just going to... This is made with parchment and perspex.
Aquest s'ha fet amb parchment, no sé com és, però el paper fet amb papirus.
Papirus és...
Bueno, és vegetal. Paper vegetal amb vidre de plàstic.
Plexiglas.
Sí. Allò del vocabulari.
And the buildings where they were in were quite important. They're all in different countries.
Tots estan en edificis importants que han passat molt ràpid en països diferents.
I'm showing these objects in between performances just to give a kind of texture.
Estic mostrant això entre les performances per donar la textura de la meva obra.
And more books. These are made of bread.
Més llibres, aquests fets de pa.
And the poetry started to talk about the performances.
I la poesia comença a parlar de les performances.
And the performances became stronger between the poetry and the sculpture.
I les performances comencen a ser més fort entre l'escultura i la poesia.
and it also forced the performances to become silent. That some of the work had language, and some of it absolutely refused verbal language. So all the images had to be conducted in the universal movement and signs.
I esto obligó casi, va obligar a que les obres eren en silenci. Era una negació del llenguatge dins de la performance i que es torna un llenguatge de senyals i un llenguatge més universal.
And they were very different places.
I els llocs eren molt diferents.
Both of these places are in Japan.
Tots aquests dos llocs són a Japó.
It's a museum and a shopping mall.
Un és un museu i l'altre era una galeria de compres.
And this is a deserted water tower in Germany, East Germany.
I aquesta és una torre d'aigua deserta, deixada a Alemanya, a l'est d'Alemanya.
And then at this point I became interested in, instead of using video to document performance, I wanted to make performance as a raw material for video.
I ara senyalo un canvi de que abans la video era, el vídeo només era per registrar les performances, i ara he començat a investigar vídeo com matèria per treballar.
So sometimes I would make actions, I would make incidents, film them, and then not know what was going to happen, and then put them on the shelf and maybe leave them for some time.
I així va fer una sèrie d'obres que filmava, accions breus o llargs, sense saber per què, i posar-li a l'estanteria i a vegades oblidar-lo per sempre i altres vegades.
I believe in the incubation of image.
Ell crea en l'incubació de la imatge, en temps d'incubació.
Which is also sometimes the worst time to ask an audience what they think of work when they've just seen it.
El pitjor moment de preguntar al públic sobre una obra és el moment que acaben de veure. Necessiten un temps.
It's best if they sleep on it.
És millor que dormin abans i després parlin.
And it's the same with making it.
I és el mateix en el fet de fer les obres.
But sometimes circumstances force another condition.
I circumstàncies a vegades forcen una altra situació.
So I have there's an exhibition in Oslo of a video work I'm going to make. And I crawl from Trondheim to Oslo. Not physically, because I'd be dead. But we it's a kind of a journey from the top of Norway down. So, but it's of a crawling man. So every time the landscape changes, I get out the car and crawl and film it, and then it's put together.
Va, és una exhibició que feia a Oslo, que era una obra que ell s'arrastra des de Trondheim fins a Oslo, que en realitat seria impossible, però va agafar el cotxe i quan canvia el paisatge surt, s'arrastra una mica i el munta en vídeo, però dona la impressió d'haver fet tot el viatge arrastrant-se.
So it's like a kind of wildlife film.
És una mica com una pel·lícula de naturaleza.
And eventually the man comes into the city, and a crawling man in landscape means one thing, and a crawling man in the city means something very, very different.
I al final l'home arrastrador arriba a la ciutat, i la imatge d'un home arrastrant-se al camp té un sentit molt particular, i a la ciutat un altre, molt diferent.
These are photographs of performances in museums and libraries.
Que són fotografies de performance en museus i biblioteques.
And this is a piece of work that starts one, it's called The Blindings. And the audience, the actions lead up to the act of writing, or appear to lead up to the act of writing.
Pues aquesta obra es diu The Blindings, que és com l'acció de cegar-se, no? Cegació, de treure la vista. I són tota una sèrie d'accions que arriben a l'acte d'escriure.
But the ink, instead of using the ink to write, I use it in my eyes.
Però la tinta non fa servire per scrivere, sino tirare in sospeso.
So it instantly changes the meaning of the piece in a violent way.
E immediatamente la pista cambia di sentito in una maniera violenta.
And there was a series of these made in different places.
E una serie di queste opere fatte in diversi luoghi.
During the making of this one, this photograph was taken, and it showed me to the way to make the next monster.
E questa pista è una fotografia dell'opera e li va a donar la seguente serie d'obres perché li va a donar un monstro nuovo.
Which is the Cyclops.
Che è il Cyclops.
And it's made in a very simple way.
Sta fet molt senzillament.
This is made as a live performance, a video projection. Sometimes it talks, sometimes it never stops talking, sometimes it's silent.
Això és una performance que s'ha fet en vídeo, com a performance. A vegades parla, a vegades parla massa i a vegades no parla.
Sometimes it's enormous and sometimes it's tiny.
A vegades és molt gran i a vegades és molt petit. Aquesta peça ho va fer girar molt.
But it's always beautiful.
Però sempre és hermosa.
This is back in Norway.
You made this piece in Germany too, didn't you?
Yeah. This is a solo exhibition at the Serpentine Gallery.
Aquesta és la Galeria Serpentine de Londres. És una exposició solo.
Which is bringing the sculpture, the performance, and the words together.
Que juntava les poesies, les performances i les escultures en un espai.
I have a radio microphone. And when I go in and out the building, I can bring the sound of the outside into the building. When I speak or make a sound, I can transfer it inside like a ghost.
Ell porta un micròfon de ràdio i pot transferir els sons de fora cap a dintre o sons de dintre d'un costat a l'altre com una fantasma.
This is in Israel.
It is a Israel.
I'm going to go to these very... Then there's another kind of performance which is incredibly complicated and takes months and months and months to organize and to make. And this is one of those. And shows tiny detail this and then go quickly on to another more complicated.
Després hi ha una sèrie de performances molt, molt, molt complicades que són meses i meses per realitzar-lo. És un altre tipus d'obra que està fent ara, mostrar uns imatges ràpids i després passar a una altra que és del mateix estil.
I'm going to speed forward now. There's also elements of humor here.
També hi ha elements d'humor.
I like to use elements of humor. I think if you try to keep humor out, it comes in as an enemy.
Si intentes rechazar, no? Fer fora l'humor de la teva obra, t'ataca com un enemic.
And it's the genius of someone like Samuel Beckett.
I és el geni d'una persona com Samuel Beckett.
And these things are merged and fused.
Que es fusionen en l'humor.
I don't need to talk about that.
Some pintures are going to let that
pass. Sometimes the performances, I make mechanical machine parts of myself.
De vegades també fabrica peces automàtiques, automatons, parts del seu cos com appendix al seu cos, a les performances.
This is a hand, a wooden arm that moves.
És una mà automàtica que es mou.
And plays the surface of the mirror. And the mirror and I are soaked in vinegar.
El mirall i el ull estan empapats en vinagre.
So you can smell me before you see me.
I pots olorar ell abans de veure'l, que és a terra.
Okay. This is an idiot from Scotland.
Aquest és un idiota d'Escòcia.
From 1820.
De l'any 1920.
Called Bobby Orr.
Es deia Bobby Orr.
And I was commissioned to make a work for the new Scottish Parliament.
I ell li van fer una comissió de fer una obra per al Parlament escocès nou, el nou Parlament.
So I turned it into a performance.
I vaig fer una performance.
Where when it was being made. I made the performance when the Parliament was being made.
Va fer la performance quan estava en construcció.
And we stood in a very old part of the city and talked about what we could see together.
I ell amb Bobby Cole pues, es van posar en un part antic de la ciutat d'aquí, a la senyora, i vam comentar sobre la construcció i el que vam anar a
And it was a text for two voices. And when I wanted to use his voice, I pushed the book into my throat and held it so I couldn't barely read the text. So it was difficult to understand and speak. So that was his voice, and then I had my voice, and we were asking questions of each other.
És una obra que té un text amb dos veus i quan vol que parli el Bobby posa el llibre molt fortament al coll per dificultar el llegir també i fa una veu. I després quan és el seu paper llegeix amb una altra veu.
This is the story from his life that I then rewrote.
I després va escriure tota la història de la vida d'aquest personatge.
One of the pleasures of being a performance artist is that people ask you to different countries to join in performance festivals, and sometimes they ask you to work together.
Sí, un dels plaers de ser performer és que te conviden a molts països diferents i de tant en tant et conviden també de treballar junts amb la gent allà.
I'm a real loner. I always make things by myself up to this point.
Jo soc molt solitari, sempre faig les coses sol fins a aquest punt, fins a...
But I realized there was a possibility that different things could happen if I started to share imagery with other people.
Però vaig adonar-me que coses diferents podrien ocórrer si comences a compartir l'imatge amb altra gent, les imatges.
And this is me and Annette van der Elsen.
Aquest és ell i Annette van der Elsen.
In Holland. And I should say the white thing is a glass ball that I'm breaking near her, and it's full of very, very bad perfume.
Té unes boles de vidre que va trencant al seu voltant i estan plens de perfum nublent, perfum barat.
So one moment is like a celestial image, and then when it breaks, it just becomes not.
El primer instant és una imatge molt celestial i quan trenca no és.
Okay, that became the foundation of The Wolf in the Winter. Annette asked me to curate The Wolf in the Winter, and I said I was interested in doing it if it had some basic rules, and it was just a small group of people that had no verbal language and no technology.
I després ell va demanar-li de formar el grup The Wolf in the Winter. Sí, sí. I ell, bueno, va dir que sí, però baix un certes regles, no? Un seria que seria un grup molt petit i l'altre que no es faria servir cap tecnologia.
And you can see who is the center of the action.
I pots veure qui és el centre. Que sóc jo i el centre.
So I'm just going to show you images of the people performing. This is Annette.
És Annette, aquest és una peça meva.
These are yours, aren't
they?
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Aquest
sóc jo. That's you again. I'm not quite sure where the places are, but it's...
És una barreja de llocs i ciutats i països.
If you want to join in to now,
yeah.
You can join in.
I són imatges de tot el grup.
This is Aaron Williamson.
Aaron Williamson.
Whose family are from Ireland. Everyone in the group comes from a different place. Aaron is also profoundly deaf, which makes a big impression on the way he makes or does things.
És una persona que el seu família és d'Irlanda però viu a Anglaterra, però ell és profundament sord, no té cap sentit d'audició. I això ha canviat profundament una manera que ell s'expressa.
Kirsten Norrie is from Scotland.
Kirsten Norrie és escocesa.
Annette again.
Annette d'Holanda, Annette un altre cop. Aaron.
Ralph Wendt from Germany.
Ralph Fiennes es de Alemania.
And these are all in their different venues. So suddenly, this was meant to be a one-time incident, but it turned into being a continual event.
En realitat era una cosa que es va planejar per fer un cop, però es va tornar, bueno, va canviar i va continuar, té una continuïtat.
And every time we perform, we invite two or three other guests to join us in the pack. And this is Jesse Kleemann from Greenland.
Cada vegada que actuem junts, convidem a altres artistes, dos, un o dos, per compartir l'espai. Aquest és Jesse Kleemann, que era est de Groenlàndia, és Inuit.
Who interestingly mainly worked in dance-based performance or in theatre-based performance. I've never seen a group of people working from a fine art-based performance. And I saw the rawness of it as being something that people in Greenland would understand.
I ella va venir de la tradició més del teatre i de dansa. La seva performance era més teatral, més cap a la dansa. I era la primera vegada que ella havia compartit un espai i va entendre que era un llenguatge molt fort i immediat que funcionaria a Groenlàndia.
And so she invited us to perform there.
I aquest soc jo a Groenlàndia. Ens van convidar a fer les performances per als...
To tour the west coast of Greenland to a 98% Inuit audience.
Teníem el públic 98% Inuit, era només per la gent. Aquestes són imatges d'aquest viatge.
That's a great image.
Jason Lim is an artist de Singapore.
It's very cold there.
No havia vist mai la neu.
Okay, back in Europe.
Un altre cop a Europa.
This is London.
Londres. Amb un altre convidat, Pep Aymeric, que és d'aquí, de Girona.
And eventually, I made some narrative film because it was kind of necessary to try to do it. So I worked with a filmmaker called Tony Grazzoni, who is a professional filmmaker, and we make narrative film at the same time as everything else.
I al final vaig sentir la necessitat de fer cine narrativa. I va treballar amb un cineasta, Tony Grazzoni, per realitzar algunes pel·lícules narratives.
And for this one, we use performance artists like Aaron, rather than actors, because it gives a different expression.
Vam fer servir artistes de performance en lloc d'actors perquè donen una altra expressió. En aquest cas és l'Aaron.
And this one is essentially a ghost story.
És una història de fantasmes.
And these are just stills from... Okay, we're getting near the end now, I promise. I'm going to show two models made roughly the same time over 2 years. This is a model for a very large performance piece made at Matt's gallery called Antics.
Es un model, una maqueta, de una performance molt complicat que va fer a la galeria Matt a Londres, Matt's gallery.
And at the same time I made this model.
Una altra maqueta,
which is for a monument in the Tower of London.
Que era un monument per la Torre de Londres.
So they're very different attitudes and places and meanings.
Totalment diferent les actituds, els llocs, els sentits.
But something of the metaphor crossed back to the walls.
Però algo dels metàfors està creuant d'un a l'altre.
This is a painting of the execution of Lady Jane Grey.
It is l'execució de la Lady Jane Grey.
The monument I was asked to make is at the site of execution.
El monument que volien que li van demanar és en el lloc on la van executar.
where Henry VIII's wives were decapitated.
14 las donas de Enrique el Octavo también estaban decapitadas.
And 10 other people
also.
And 3 were shot. The Tower of London as a tourist industry, where you can, they sell axes and blocks.
Es diu que el Torre de Londres té una indústria del turisme impressionant, que venen també models dels blocs i les atxes.
I wanted to make something that wasn't like that.
I ell volia fer algo per contrastar.
This is the place.
Aquest és el lloc.
There was a scaffold and the execution was above.
Hi havia un andami i l'execució estava sobre aquest punt.
So the first thing I did was to make a circle. I thought if I could get the poem right, then I could follow it with the sculpture. So it's a circular poem.
Because él sabía que si podría acertar en las palabras en la poesía, la pieza vendría después. Y es una poesía circular.
So to read it, you have to walk around the sculpture.
Has de caminar per tota l'escultura per atendre, per llegir-la.
And it talks directly to the visitor. It says, please stop, please read, please think.
Parla directament amb el visitant. Sisplau, para, sisplau, llegeix, sisplau, pensa.
And it's on a black granite disc.
I està feta sobre un disc granit negre.
The center of the work, rather than the block, was a pillow.
En el centre de l'obra, per no posar un bloc, ell va posar una almohada.
So I've made this a clay, and it has the impression of where someone's head may have been sleeping.
I fet amb fang i té la impressió de on un cap podria haver estat descansant.
And then it's turned into this marvelous glass.
I després l'han fet amb vidre, meravellós.
Which has a very particular opacity to it, so it picks up light and shadows in a distinctive way.
Té una particular opacitat que reflexa la llum d'una manera molt distinta.
And it sits in the center of another disc of glass, which has the names of all those who died there.
I està al centre d'un altre disc de vidre amb els noms de tota la gent que ha mort en aquest lloc gravats.
And it works like this.
I funciona així, tota la peça.
At the same time, the other piece was being made. And when you come into the gallery, you walk in on this platform, and you're looking down into the well where I am with all this equipment, all these main structures.
És una estructura feta dins de la galeria, reconstruït per la peça. Al mateix temps que feia el monument, estava treballant aquesta que la maqueta d'abans. Entres en la galeria i hi ha com un lloc més baix on ell està treballant i traient totes aquestes peces complicades que havia fet.
And it's for 14 nights, 6 hours every night.
Són 14 nits, 6 hores cada nit.
When you come into the gallery, there's a small box outside, very carefully made, with glass objects inside.
Quan entres a la galeria, una caixa, cuidadosament fet amb objectes de vidre a dins.
And it's illuminated.
Està il·luminada.
So the audience go up and peer into the box and look at these beautiful things.
I la gent van, s'apropen i miren els objectes que són molt hermosos.
And it's a trick.
És una trampa.
Because I'm stealing their face.
Perquè ell li està robant la cara.
Hidden inside is a camera.
Dins hi ha una càmera.
And it's taking their face and sending it by radio link.
Que ell fa una foto de la seva cara i l'envia en ràdio.
Into the next room where I am.
A l'habitació on ell està.
And I have a laptop turned inside out.
I té un portàtil al revés.
In a wooden picture frame.
Dins d'una caixa de... un marc de quadre.
So the audience are continually coming backwards and forwards and their image is continually changing. So when they walk in, I already have them.
Com el públic contínuament està canviant i entrant i sortint, quan ell ens entra en l'espai, ell ja té la seva foto allà.
The room is, everything is clad in this thin artificial wood, so it's very hard very artificial.
Tota l'habitació està forrat amb una fusta barata i artificial. És molt dur, és molt dur.
And there's a series of complicated machines hidden inside.
Hi ha una sèrie de màquines complicades amagades per tota l'espai.
And something like a pulpit.
Hi ha algo com això de l'església.
This object, this is it's a rib cage made of plastic. I made this myself.
Això és com la caixa de les costelles.
And it breathes. It breathes like a rib cage.
I respira. El fabricant és respira i mou com.
And it has many speeds, from asthmatic to athletic.
Té moltes velocitats, de l'asmàtic a l'atlètic.
And the images I'm making inside are difficult because they're between opposites. So sometimes it looks like an image of torture from Abu Ghraib.
A vegades les imatges són difícils, són entre la tortura. What did you say, the torture?
From Abu Ghraib.
No, the torture, between torture and...
Como
por ejemplo una imagen de Abu Ghraib, ¿no?
And other times it looks like a conjuring act or an illusion.
Y a veces sembra magia o ilusión.
So the audience are not sure if they should be laughing or what.
Y el público no sabe si debe reír o no.
Okay, okay. Oh. Everything is made in a very sort of strong way.
Todo está hecho de una manera muy fuerte, las imágenes.
And most of the time I'm looking inwards, so I don't see the audience. Except for every three quarters of an hour, I start to walk around the space very quickly.
Quasi sempre sta mirando cap a dintre. Menys un moment cada tres quarts d'ora que comença a caminar al voltant de l'espai molt ràpidament.
And I start to look at the faces of the audience as I walk, so I start to know them.
I comença a mirar al públic a la cara i comença a conèixer-lo.
So I'm changing the polarity, I'm changing the atmospheric polarity of the room.
Cambio la polaridad atmosférica de l'espai, de l'habitació.
They are no longer safe in an anonymous audience space.
No poden seguir segurs com un públic en el seu espai anònim.
And then I suddenly stop and I have a gold cloth and I throw it over somebody and then grab them and hold them very tight to my chest.
De cop treu una roba dorada, el tira sobre un del públic i l'agafa molt fortament abraçada al seu pit.
As you would a child or someone you were trying to comfort.
Com un nen que vols confortar, no?
Or restrain. Or restrain.
Retenir, una persona que vols, no vols que escapi.
After some time, I would take them to the middle of the room, take away the hood, and then take them, put them into this container.
Y después de un rato agafada, las agafo, las porto aquí y les ficaba dins d'aquest contenidor.
I would then close it.
Y tancada.
And I would hammer very, very loudly onto the box.
Y después golpejada muy fortemente sobre la caixa.
This is a concrete room.
És una habitació de formigó.
And the sound is overpowering.
I el so és massa fort.
And it also gives an opportunity so you don't hear the person crawling out through the space and going back outside.
I també dona l'oportunitat que la persona que està dins pot sortir arrastrant-se per tot el túnel, tota l'estructura al voltant de l'habitació i surt.
Because most of the people I trained to do this.
Perquè quasi tota la gent sabia que tenia que fer això.
But I'm short-sighted.
Però ell té la vista mala i a vegades s'ha equivocat de persona.
And sometimes I've got people who are not trained.
I a vegades, sí. Tocava gent que no sabia què fer. Did they just stay in there?
No, when it's fine here.
It's
when I tried to stand up, they wouldn't move. So it becomes an int, but it sent the rumor, the legend out that this was real. This
Yeah.
You know.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Thank you. Bueno, això no era...
This is another images of performance made for video. We are very near the end.
Aquestes són imatges de performance fets per vídeo.
This is in Rome.
Això és en Roma.
Ah, this is Iyach. Okay, I don't think I'm going to say anything about this. It's called The Row, and it's about a single action of a movement.
The Row?
Rail.
Ah, The Rail. Aquesta peça no vol parlar gaire, es diu la Barandilla.
It's 80 feet long.
Té 80, no, 40 metres, no. Bueno, en fi, 80 feet.
And it's just a very slow animalistic movement of it pulling myself from one place to another.
Molt lentament el s'arrastra d'un lloc a un
altre. Is this after the call from Trondheim or before?
Oh, much after. This is 2 years ago. It's an English industrial version of Okay, well this is the last piece. It's in Germany, and it's a festival about water in Berlin. And they've asked 20 artists to make responses of water in Berlin. So the first thing I did was to film water crossing a boundary, crossing a sluice, and then turned it sideways and put it into libraries. So they became water books. So they look like pages, they just move like this.
Pues va estar convidada a un festival a Berlín que tenien sobre l'aigua i eren 20 artistes i ell va produir una cosa que és aigua que cau en un canvi d'aigua i ell va filmar així, després el posa horitzontalment i va posar les imatges filmades dins de biblioteques que són com llibres.
The and they were throughout libraries in the city.
And then, yeah.
And then there was a performance piece. For the performance piece, I needed another person. And I just thought a lot about who it should be. And then it became obvious. This is me making a performance 30 years ago. And this is my son making a performance 3 years ago.
Pues ell estava treballant i necessitava per la performance una altra persona. Va pensar molt i al final va donar-se compte que només hi havia una persona. La primera foto és ell fa 30 anys i aquesta foto és el seu fill fa 3 anys en una performance que també és artista.
It seems to become a family business.
Sempre que ha tornat un negoci familiar.
But you can see there's a likeness.
Però veus la semblança.
So the last piece is called Water Halo.
Es diu?
Halo.
Halo, què és el que? Com es diu? La llum que hi ha al voltant d'una...
Corona.
La corona. Sí, corona. Corona d'aigua.
And I wanted to make it in the city as an idea. So one halo is made in this tower, which is the television tower, which has a revolving restaurant in this dome. And there's also an S-Bahn railway. But that's a circular tour around the city, non-stop. S-Bahn. It's the above-ground railway.
Right.
A commuter one.
Van voler fer-lo a la ciutat i un van fer en aquest torre, que hi ha un restaurant, és el torre de la televisió, hi ha un restaurant circular dalt de tot, i l'altre va ser en una via de tren turística sobre terra que hi ha també per la ciutat.
It's for the, it's for the commuter.
The restaurant is curatorial, no? It doesn't go around the restaurant.
It does, yeah. So there are two rotations. So both performers at the same thing. And there's a glass bowl of water.
Les dos performers, bueno, es tracta de la rotació, totes les peces. Totes les performers tenen un bol d'aigua.
And I'm on the train holding it for 4 hours.
Jo estic al tren i l'aguanto durant 4 hores.
Traveling around a circle. My son is in the restaurant contemplating it, sitting at a table where people are coming to have food and drinks and moving for 4 hours.
I el contempla dins del restaurant, no? La gent entra per dinar i el durant 4 hores està girant en el restaurant amb l'aire.
And he is moving different clockwise.
Ell està girant la ciutat en una direcció i ell en una altra.
And I said, which one did he want to do? Which part? But because he's a lazy boy, he chose the one he thought was the easiest.
Li va donar la lecció de lloc al seu fill, no? La preferència. I ell, com és molt mandarós, va pensar que això seria més fàcil. I va triar.
And it's much more difficult.
I és molt més difícil.
On the train, I had a simple job, which was to try to contain the water and stop it falling while people were coming and moving backwards and forwards. There, you got absolute concentration, which I insisted upon.
In el tren, ell tenia una feina fàcil perquè estava tot el rato intentant que no caigui l'aigua, no? Entre la gent i el moviment del tren i tal. I ell, en fi, el tenia que estar superconcentrada. O sigui, era molt més difícil, 4 hores, de mirar el vol que no està en moviment en el tren.
Okay, and then just some last images of some recent pieces.
Some pieces recent.
This is Kurt in Norway, on another island.
This is Noruega.
And the last meeting of the wolves.
The última trobada dels llops del wolf in the winter a Londres.
I think that's it, yeah. Oh yeah, I've just put this image in. This is the last image. It's a talking machine from 1836. We pump it, you can play it, and human sounds come out of the mouth. This reminds me, I'm writing a fiction at the moment, and it's a bit like writing it on this machine. So this is a bit like that machine, but this machine is actually in the fiction. So I'm now writing.
És una màquina que fa semblances de la veu humana amb un mecanisme automàtic, bueno, un mecanisme, no? I li torna, bueno, acaba la xerrada perquè ell ara està escrivint en prosa i, bueno, aquesta màquina també surt a la conta i també és com un metàfor per la manera que està treballant la màquina que produeix.
Molt bé. Voleu fer alguna pregunta? Un dubte?
Quina, em vols preguntar la reacció de la gent quan estaven, que es trobava la seva imatge quan entraven i ella els robava la imatge?
She wants to know what people's reactions are when they walk into the Matt's gallery and you have their face on the computer already.
It was, well, firstly surprise. And then some became, was like ownership. Some became clearly disappointed when the next face came on. And but there were 3 Korean girls who kept going in and out to get their faces. So I think they I'm not quite sure they what their motivation
was.
But there were very different reactions, and because when you work a long time in a space, you become very attuned to atmosphere and people. And each day it grew a little bit more, so in the end it was quite a lot of people to kind of, and it's more difficult. And when there's nobody there, I still do it. I'm still working all the time doing things.
Encara que no hi ha gent, ell segueix treballant, fent coses. Hi ha vegades molta gent i l'espai ho coneixes molt quan estàs moltes hores a dins.
But it wasn't a soundless performance, but it was a wordless performance.
No, there was sounds, but not words.
Yeah. You didn't let everything escape for 6 hours of 14 days.
Yeah, something did happen. One of the things I made broke, mm-hmm. And this little thing came off, mm-hmm. And it in the last 2 days I became a ventriloquial thing. So it was just a hinge with two pieces of wood. Some of these things took like a year to make, and this thing that was broke was actually the most interesting thing, and I just used it as a ventriloquial voice.
Que li pregunta si feia, parlava o no durant les preguntes on només feia sons, i diu, sí, tot el rato només sons, fins als últims 2 dies que tenia com un bisagre de fusta que feia de ventriloquist, també. Sí, ventrilo. I que comença a fer-li servir com una veu.
Quan fa una acció, es crea un guió mental, emocional, es prepara algo que sempre ho respecta o és una improvisació?
You said when you prepare your performance, do you make is there a script? Is there
no.
an emotional script? Is
no.
there an intellectual
no.
script? Is there a conceptual
no.
script?
The script comes from the object. So the things I
might in the same moment you're making the work or
no, that's this really really interesting question. For example, the complicated thing, the rib. That was the first thing I made. That was 2 years before.
La cosa més complicada, las costillas.
And
I was in the first
and second. Ah, you're talking about the panel.
Sí, el área me siento que es muy interesante la pregunta.
And I saw it as a seed to the rest of the work.
Y va a ver que era como la semilla, la llavor per toda la obra.
Interestingly, when it was actually in there with everything else, I think it was the thing I used in the worst way.
Però al final era la peça que ell creu que més malament m'ha fet servir dins de la performance. No,
some of the simpler things were better.
I algunes coses més senzilles eren millors. He wants to know that if you
yeah.
can improvise totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total improvisació.
But it's very much getting the atmosphere right.
És trobant l'atmosfera, no? L'ambient. Es crear el correcte o l'ambient adequat.
There are structures. I know some things I will do again because I when I go in, day one, I don't know what I'm going to do.
El primer dia no sap el que farà, té l'estructura però no sap. Ja, però troba coses que a vegades sap que tornarà a fer.
And then the piece builds up and starts to speak to me, and sometimes I repeat things, but never in the same way.
I la peça comença a créixer i comença a tenir vida i a vegades el repeteix coses però mai de la mateixa manera.
Alguna pregunta sobre els llibres, com que repeteix molt la meva vida.
Sí.
Sap per què ho fa, de què parlo concretament, o el llibre... Hi ha algú que l'estimula a fer sempre el llibre, sap ell el que és?
He asked you about the symbol of the book in your work.
Yeah.
Is it something you're very aware of? Does it have a particular meaning to you, or is it...
I think it changes each time I make it. I mean, I think books they're so simple and they're so mysterious.
Que els llibres canvien cada vegada que sí que fa, però dic que són tan senzilles i tan misteriosos.
And it's a kind of universal sign.
És un senyal universal.
And that sometimes people use them to prop up doors or furniture. Other times they change their lives. And there's not many other objects in the world that are like that. I'm showing you a fraction of the work. This is just tip of the iceberg. I could keep you here for days.
És una fracció de la Segovia. Podria tenir-vos aquí dies i dies, però...
I've made them in ice as well.
Les he fet en gel, en sulfur.
Ja, però jo veig que és un...
Sí.
Que ha decidit diferents elements.
Sí.
Sembla que faci com una mena de... d'anclatge amb la cultura, no? De dir que un referent de la cultura on vaig anar al naixement o... de pulsió cultural, que és el llibre, sempre, amb pa, amb aigua.
He said that he feels it's like a cultural anchor in your work.
Yeah, that's true.
Like something that anchors you to the knowledge and...
Yeah, that's true. And it's great, I love the way that things copy being books.
I m'encanta la manera que les coses copien, no por ver libros, por ver...
Sí.
It's, yeah, that's true, it is a commitment. Yeah.
I just one tiny going back to the performance.
Yeah.
If the sea, the rib cage, was the object you in the end didn't use the best, through the time zone of the performance, did you not touch it after a couple of days?
No, I kept trying every day. I mean, I wouldn't leave it alone.
No.
Diu que sí, els costelles que no va funcionar per ells, ella diu que sí, ho va deixar quan va veure que no funcionava i ell diu, no, cada dia intentava fer alguna cosa amb això.
Que és un que li havia fallat.
No, ell no trobava, suposo que no vibrava amb aquest objecte, deia que no, per ell no funcionava dins de l'aula, era la part més dèbil.
No
funcionava.
Sí. For example,
és una cosa personal, seva.
I had a power pack battery. So I could lift it off of his pedestal and plug it in and hold it in my hands till it died, because it would only go for like 5 minutes and then just stop. Which is a great idea, but it wasn't as good as the bit of stuff that broke off. And I don't know if that's, it's obviously something in me, my relationship to it. But I think in a way I kind of sealed it off like a sculpture. And it was very difficult to penetrate it once it was sealed off.
Diu que, per exemple, ell tenia una bateria, una pila amolada, i ell podia agafar el pomo aquest, les costelles, i enxufar-li i que funcionés dins de les seves mans. I en teoria és una imatge que hauria de funcionar, però per ell no funcionava tant com aquest tros de bisagra trencat, que tenia més poder. I ell diu que per ell ha sigut que havia com semblejat aquest objecte com una escultura i era quasi impossible penetrar el que era la seva identitat escultural.
In that case, it started with the invitation to make a piece of work in the gallery, and would I go and stay in a hotel and have a workshop and make the piece of work there? And I said no, I'd like to make a piece in landscape. And then the idea of the crawling man came from one place to another. But without any idea at all until I got out of the car the first time. And then it becomes a reality and then there's no going back. So, and in the different places, and I should say when it projects in the gallery or it shows, it goes on a continual thing. So from the last image in the city goes back to the ice field and again needs to go round and round and round. And that's what appears to happen. But there were no, I mean, generally when I'm making something, I'm totally absorbed in it, completely, and I don't really realize what's going on outside, which kind of makes it a little dangerous sometimes. But there was one moment.
Tradueix un moment, sí, ell pregunta si ell té un concepte molt clar quan comença a fer una obra, per exemple, l'home que s'arrastra, si ell té la idea clara que farà això o si com funciona. I ell diu que no, en aquest cas concretament li havien demanat de fer una presentació en un lloc i una performance en una galeria. I ell va dir que no, que ell volia fer una cosa al paisatge. I fins que va sortir del cotxe no sabia què anava a fer. Tenia el vídeo i ja està. I després va començar tota l'obra. I aquesta obra està en un grup que comença al gel i torna a la ciutat i va contínuament demanant una volta.
For example, this is a safe example. This is, and sometimes you stop because it's a particularly beautiful place where it's very strong and you think this is gonna work. So you see it almost like a director until you get out and realize what you have to do. So I climbed up this wall and crawled along here. And my wife shot it from the side of the car with a rope. But what I didn't realize I was very, very pleased at this place. And it was quite a perilous drop down one side because it was, and it was hard. But I didn't realize it was somebody's garden. And it was only when the window shutters opened that I realized there's someone watching me. I mean, I just imagine this, you know, afterwards, not when I was doing it, the conversation they must have had about this huge Englishman crawling along the end of their garden. I mean, what does that mean?
Bueno, en aquest viatge, per exemple, ell tenia moments que tria un lloc perquè és hermós, una mica com si fos el director del vídeo que està fent, no? Que aquí sí que funcionarà i surt, i en aquest cas el va sortir va fer tot un tros sobre la muralla de pedra que havia un costat una caiguda molt, i la seva dona estava filmant des del cotxe i es va donar de cop i volta que s'obren unes finestres que és jardí d'algú, no? I diu que imagina la conversació, les persones no miren i fora el seu jardí i veuen un anglès enorme, no? Mostrant-se per el seu muralla del jardí.
And the last, I was, by the time I got to Oslo, I was doing a project for 3 days with some students from the art school, and they had this building to use, and the building had had a floor put into it at a later date. It had once been an industrial thing, and the floor bisected the window. You can't really see it in this picture, but the entire perspective is completely peculiar because it's the window's been chopped by the floor, so, and it's reflective, so it looks like ice again. So it was that place was very special, and I could use it.
Quan va arribar a Oslo, havia fet un taller de 3 dies amb estudiants i va fer un altre tros del vídeo a dins d'un edifici on estaven treballant, que havien fabricat, bueno, havien construït la terra de l'habitació que tallava per mig un finestre cap a fora. La sensació era molt estranya, la perspectiva era molt rara, però també era polit i donava la sensació de gel amb les reflexes de la llum. Have you got any film of that piece?
I've not got it with me, I'm afraid. I can send it later.
Si vol, bueno, de fet, tindrem el seu obra a l'arxiu.
Sí,
és el meu web. Have you got it on your website, any of it?
No, but I can send it.
Yeah, we'll get all your work. Yeah, we'll work on that.
the last part of it was when Mrs. Bergen, this beautiful red colour from the traffic lights. And the shot before this I chose because the road had lots of metal circles, I guess to get underneath for sewers and things, but lots and lots and lots. So they were it's a very unusual thing. And I said, well, I come to it there, and it's a road. not used very much, but you know, was lying in a road, but it wasn't for the danger. That was completely incidental. It just had to be that place.
Per exemple, aquest tros d'aquí a Bergen està en un tros de la carretera que va veure que estava ple d'aquestes tapes de ferro, no? De colar, o sigui, jo aquí, no? I era sec el perill que podia haver perquè és mig de carretera, que no hi ha molta llum i tal, i que no saps que és aquí, ja està. I no és un element de la performance del perill que pot córrer, si no té cap indret per ell.
But I have to say, all of these were easy in comparison to one on the film that looks the easiest one, which was a quarry for slate. And it was frozen, hard, sharp pieces of slate. And that was very, very difficult.
Diu que un tros que s'ha vist abans en el motor, que era com slate, és que no sé com, pizarra, gelada,
there is, this is not replacement perhaps, but there is a tradition in performance, sometimes a concealed tradition, about endurance and hardship. There is a kind of a tradition, it's built into the history of it.
In la performance, construir dins de la història, hi ha com una història de duració, d'endurance, no? I duració, com es diu, no, una persona
aguantar
físicament, no? Resistència física, que està com construït dins de la pròpia història de la performance, hi ha tot una
idea. Which is, it's just occurred to me, it's extremely interesting, I don't know where that comes from.
Diu que és molt interessant, se m'ha corregut ara, i que no sé d'on ve aquest impuls.
Because its closest natural phenomenon is sport.
or it's spiritual?
Well, yeah, that means the people particularly blaming themselves. Yeah.
Que el más apropiado sería el deporte, no
mejor. Or religious. Persecution.
O un ritual religioso.
Or maybe those two things come together in very early forms of theatre. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. Yeah. It's a good PhD there.
Yo ando para pobre aquí, eh.
Una promesa para promesa religiosa. Caminadora de genolls fins a Lourdes,
per exemple. Com una processó.
En la Catholic tradition you do these promises.
Absolutely. It's sometimes it's because those things are there historically, you can play with them. For example, the body injury, the damage to the body, that's very strong in performance. It's actually a lot stronger in mythology than it is in reality. Mm-hmm.
Diu que, per exemple, el fer-se dany, fer-se mal dins de la performance és una part molt forta de la història de la performance. En realitat és una part molt petita de la performance, però és com s'ha fet un mito de manera de funcionar. I ell, clar, diu que com que coneixes tota la història, pots jugar amb aquests temes, investigar-les del teu perspectiu.
Yeah, because a lot of your sculptures look like torture
and early ones.
But what interests me is when you are, how did they decide to invite you to do the work in the Tower of London, which is also torture?
Ella diu que moltes de les escultures principis semblen instruments de tortura. I pregunta com és que va arribar a la Torre de Londres a fer una...
The tower is run by historic royal palaces. They decided what was there before was a little brass plate, and they wanted a proper monument. So they went to a company, Modus Operandi, who do artist commissions, and they contacted 30 artists to say, write a letter of interest. And five of us were selected to then make a model and to think about, and then an interview, and then.
Que el Torre de Londres està gestionat per les palaus històrics de Londres i ells van voler canviar la placa de bronze que existia en aquest lloc per una escultura més important i van apropar-se amb una empresa que feia fabriquen obres d'art amb artistes i aquesta empresa va contactar amb 10 artistes o 10 artistes i el va seleccionar 30 artistes van seleccionar 5 i després van enviar
it was a remarkable experience. I learned a lot.
But it's a remarkable com experiència, no? Pues molt.
Is that the first monument?
Yeah.
The first thing.
Well, most of the things
will never be taken away.
No, what I mean.
Well,
you know, as far as you have. I mean, also for me to be approached for someone who makes things only for the existence that's
ephemeral
on purpose, then to think about me for a monument is kind of. But as you say, people also knew I had an interest in that, in the darker part of the imagination.
Que ell diu que és estrany que l'han triat com a artista, persona que mai ha treballat amb... que sempre treballa amb coses efímeres, no? Estructures i... Diu que, però, per una altra banda, la seva obsessió, interès per tots els temes més foscos, així com tortura i tal, pues, per això suposa que l'han triat.
The most difficult part was the beefeaters.
La cosa més difícil són els beefeaters, que són els guàrdies aquests tradicionals que viuen a la torre.
Who are, they're all ex-sergeant majors from the army.
Són tots ex, general, bon, general no, sergeant majors, que no sé com es diuen. Militars però importants, eh?
Two straps.
Sí, dos bandes, són capes.
They're all extroverts.
Són tots extrovertidos.
and they all live there.
Todos
in the building, yeah.
Y viven al torre.
Yeah. And they hate contemporary art. That was an experience.
They live there.
They live in the walls.
En las murallas.
It's a garrison. And those ridiculous costumes. So kind of like, they're kind of like the Vatican Guard. That, that's the equivalent.
Sí, equivalente a la Guardia Vaticana, la Guardia.
And they told you what they thought of it.
I'm drawing on the site. And there's two watching me like this. Mm. And I went up and spoke to them, and the man said, "You're the most hated man in the tower." And I
el día que estaba dibujando, preparando, va a ocupar, había dos bífitas y va a ocuparse, ah, ¿qué tal, Califal? Tú eres el hombre más odiado en toda la torre, ¿no?
So I said, "That's fantastic, how long can I keep the title?"
Yeah, fantastic, ¿cuánto tiempo dura el título?
And he was gone.
But they thought you were a robber.
No, they knew exactly what I was. They thought that was Tracy Emin.
Tracy Emin? You can put it as a pensar que era Tracy Emin.
Bueno, lo dejamos aquí. Gracias a todos por venir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, nice to be.